Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This is Austin. It's kind of going viral at the moment on social media. We're recording this on a Wednesday evening. A guy you know very well, a guy you played for, a guy who you are a fan of, I would assume you talked about him a lot on the podcast, Dan Lanning, the head coach at Oregon. They're doing some pretty special stuff right now out west in the Pacific Northwest. They're the number one ranked team in the country. They, of course, are in the Big Ten this season. They beat Ohio State, and they just went to Michigan this past week as the defending national champion and took care of business yet again. Dylan Gabriel looks great. These guys are playing super hard for their head coach. Their social media team followed the head coach, Dan Lanning, around throughout the week, kind of got his messages that he was providing to the team on camera, and then it played out on the field Saturday. We're going to play this. You'll hear it if you're listening in the car or on your headphones. You'll see it if you're on YouTube. This is a super cool video. Go ahead and fire it up, Spencer.
And that's Oregon football.
I told you about this moment on Monday.
When you're on the road, one of the best feelings of the guys who played, you know, is the silence, the crowd. Damn right we have the bullseye. And by the way, your fans are leaving at the 3-minute mark. Every once in a while, remember those timeouts? Where you just say, timeout, what do you want, coach? I said, I just want you to look in the stands. They're leaving. And a big smile gets across, because those will be some of the moments that you're going to enjoy the most. You enjoy the most. But preparation is a key.
What's the key? Preparation. So I want you guys to know, in this game, I'm going to come up to you at some point.
So that was a really cool moment. A Monday team meeting. He's playing a clip from Coach Mike Krzyzewski, obviously very famous former Duke head basketball coach, USA Basketball as well. And Coach K saying, some of the best moments I ever had with my teams is when I'd call a timeout when we really didn't need to, but I'd bring my guys up and I'd say, look in the stands. Look what you guys just did. Your preparation paid off. You're making the home crowd get up and leave because we took care of business. And how that video starts is Dan Lanning is on his headset at Michigan telling his coaching staff, I'm calling a timeout. They don't need to call a timeout. They're up way big. The game's out of hand. I'm bringing the guys up, and I'm going to remind them, I told you we would do this. Kind of get chills watching it. Super cool. Very awesome for the coach to kind of have that moment come to fruition and then keep his word to prove to his team that he's going to be a man and essentially stand on his own 2 feet and say, you guys did your job. I'm letting you enjoy it. So I don't know. I wanted your reaction, Jake. You seeing that, Dan Lanning, Kirby Smart, some of the memories that you have, because you guys were there during the rise of Georgia football, and there were certainly a lot of moments like that.
Yeah, I mean, that is just so freaking cool. Cool moment for Dan Lanning as a head coach.
Yeah,
to be able to share that message with his team from a winner like Coach K, kind of get that little tidbit. Maybe the players kind of missed that part. And then at the end of the game, have that opportunity to go do that. There's nothing, you know, just cooler and more BA than on the headset. Be like, you know what, guys, I don't have to call this timeout, but I am. Let's bring the guys over, you know, timeout. And then, hey, remember what I said? Oh, yeah, here is it. And then the other video, the full video, kind of goes into this gladiator theme. And
yeah, man
this messaging that they have going on throughout the team, which is awesome. That is a play out of Kirby's playbook that I think Lanning's really kind of growing on, this theme that they have throughout the season and getting and bringing the guys together. which is awesome. And all the guys are talking about it, you know, thumbs down. Are you not entertained? The whole thing is so cool, man. They got a thing going on over there at Auburn, man. It's fun to see the guys, you can tell, are having fun. And I don't know who's having more fun than Dan Lanning himself.
Yeah, winning is fun. That's how you kicked off this episode. Winning cures everything. Winning is the best. Winning football. When you're on those types of runs, like, it just galvanizes the locker room so much. The coaches are enjoying themselves. There's a little bit, you know, you got a little bit of a bounce in your step when you're in the facility. Guys want to get to work. Guys want to work hard. And when you're losing a lot, there's nothing worse. Everybody's walking on eggshells. Everybody's looking over their shoulders. Everybody's kind of slumped and not excited to get to work. Like, that's when you have to dig it out of the dirt and go figure out how you can get back on the winning streaks. But when it's sweet, man, dude, there's nothing better. And I know you guys experienced that. We had a nice little run like that when I was at Georgia. Of course, we were on some fun teams in the NFL as well. You guys are experiencing it right now in the NFL. How does that kind of compare to Dan Lanning? I mean, everybody sees Dan Lanning, one of the most likable coaches in the NFL right now. Is he always that kind of infectious with his energy, or is he more kind of by the book throughout the week, and then during the weekend he lets it loose a little bit?
You asking about Dan Lanning or Dan Campbell? Campbell.
He's
just got it, man. He's got a presence to him, and what he does so well is he's not going to waste your time, you know, with team meetings. If something needs to be said, he's going to say it. But like, you know, last week everything that needed to be said was said. And he's like, hey, what? I've said my piece. You guys got it. You take it. So he gives opportunities for leaders to step up, take ownership. And, man, he keeps it real. He knows it's got a great pulse on the team. Yeah. But, man, he can fire you up when you need to be fired up. And he can, you know, lock in when you need to be locked in. So he does a fantastic job.
No question. It's obviously paying off very well. You guys are kicking some serious ass right now. It's a lot of fun to watch. Oregon's remaining games, Maryland at Wisconsin, bye week, home versus Washington. So,
you know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or dsw.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Looks like they're probably going to be undefeated, and then they'll make their way to Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship game, and we'll, of course, keep tabs on who they play. Might be a rematch with Ohio State, which would be pretty cool. So good stuff from Dan Lanning there. Master motivator, no question about it. One of my favorite guys, a little tangent, rest in peace, Trevor Moad. I know you got to know him very well. It Takes What It Takes, phenomenal book, really incredible book. I have it right here on my desk. I read it. I hold it near and dear to my heart. You know, it's crazy. I don't know if you've ever heard this storyline. Trevor lost his life. I don't know how old he was, maybe a little bit over 40.
Not much.
He was
more
sick.
Than
he didn't really make it very public, but he was business partners with Russell Wilson. And Russell Wilson was a huge believer in what Trevor Moad did. And when Russell was traded to the Broncos, that was the first year he played without Trevor Moad by his side, because Trevor had passed. And Russell had his worst year ever, career worst ever. And people close to him say it really affected him. And I truly believe it. I mean, I 100% believe that the timing of that, and really kind of the unexpected nature of it, combined with how he performed that year, I mean, it affected him. It just goes to show you how important guys like that, Trevor, are to a guy like Kirby, and he was developing the culture at Georgia. You, of course, can speak to that. A guy like Dan Lanning, who was there with Trevor Moad and Kirby, who can take those kind of things and implement them at Oregon. So I don't know, just kind of giving him a shout out in that moment, because I'm a big believer in the stuff that he's done and written.
Yeah, there's a huge correlation there, for sure. You know, when it comes to building teams and building culture, it is just so important to lay that foundation and get the right guys in there, and have the right guys come and speak to your team. And there's such a just an intimate time with coaches, with your team, especially with the head coaches, just trying to get it right.
Yeah.
We're doing the right things, saying the right things, holding the right guys accountable. Man, it is such a pivotal part in building your program. And it makes the good better. And it, man, if you miss and you slip on some things, you can see it very, very quickly.
No, you're totally right. That's awesome stuff. I'm kind of a nerd, a geek when it comes to that motivational sports psychologist stuff. So always fun to see. And Dan Lanning, he's got it figured out at Oregon.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.